Welcome to evening prayer, Thursday, 17th September. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. There shall come forth a shoot from the stalk of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding. Wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid, the calf, the lion, and the fatling together with a little child to lead them. They shall not hurt or destroy in any my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. That this evening may be holy and peaceful, that this evening may be holy, good and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayers rise before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. We read from Psalm 18. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. I love you, O my Lord. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my crag, my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation and my stronghold. I cried to the Lord in my anguish, and I was saved from my enemies. The Lord my God shall make my darkness be bright. The cords of death entwined me, and the torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the pit fastened about me, and the snares of death entangled me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried out to my God for help. He, God, heard my voice in his temple, and my cry came to his ears. The Lord my God shall make my darkness be bright. The earth trembled and quaked. The fountain of the mountain shook. They reeled because he was angry. Smoke rose from his nostrils, and a consuming fire went out of his mouth. Burning coals blazed forth from him. He parted the heavens and came down. The thick darkness was under his feet. They rode upon the cherubim and flew. He came flying on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering around him. Dark waters and the thick clouds his pavilion. The Lord God shall make my darkness be bright. From the brightness of his presence, through the clouds, burst hailstones and coals of fire. He, the Lord, shall also thunder out of heaven. The Most High uttered his voice with hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his sword arrows and scattered them. He hurled down lightnings and put them to flight. The springs of the oceans were seen, and the fountains of the world uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your displeasure, the Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. He reached down from the earth and he took me. He drew me out of the mighty waters. He delivered me from my own strong enemies and foes that were too mighty for me. They came upon me in the days of trouble, but the Lord was my upholder. He brought me out in the place of liberty. He rescued me because he was delighted in me. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. The Lord rewarded me after my righteous deeds. According to the cleanness of my hands, he recompensated me. Because I had kept the ways of the Lord and had not gone wickedly away from God, For I have had an eye on all his laws and did not cast out his commandments from me. I was also wholehearted before him, and I kept myself in iniquity. Therefore the Lord rewarded me after my righteous dealings, and according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight, the Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. With all faithful you show yourself faithful. With the truth you show yourself true. With the pure you show yourself pure, but with the crooked you show yourself perverse. For you will save a lowly people and bring down the high hooks of the proud. You also shall light my candle. The Lord my God shall make my darkness to be bright. By your help I shall run at the enemy host. With the help of my God I can leap over a wall. The Lord my God shall make my darkness be bright. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the God is tried in the fire. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is the rock except for our God? It is God who gets me about with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like hinds' feet, so that I tread surely on the heights. He teaches my hands to fight and my arms to bend a bow of bronze. The Lord God shall make my darkness to be bright. You have given me the shield of salvation. Your right hand upholds me in your grace. He has made me great. You enlarge my strides beneath me. You make my feet to slide. I will pursue my enemies and overtake them, not turn around until I have destroyed them. I will smite them down so they cannot rise. They shall be beneath my feet. You have guarded me with strength for the battle. You will cast down my enemies under me. You will make my feet foul, turn their backs upon me, and I shall destroy them that hate me. The Lord my God shall make my darkness be bright. They will cry out, but there shall not be none to help them. They will cry to the Lord, but he will not answer. I shall beat them as small as dust of the wind. I will cast them out of mire in the street. You will deliver me from the streets, from stress of the peoples. You will make me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear me, they shall obey me. Strangers will humble themselves before me. The foreign peoples will lose heart and come trembling out of their strongholds. The Lord God shall make my darkness be bright. The Lord lives and blesses. Blessed be my rock. Praised be the God of my salvation, even the God who vindicates me and subdues the peoples under me. You that deliver me from my enemies, you will set me above my foes, and from the violent you will deliver me. Therefore I give you thanks, O Lord, among the nations, and I sing praises to your name. To the one who gives great victory, his king, and shows faithfulness to his anointed, to David and to seed forever. The Lord my God shall make my darkness be bright. For your royal throne, O God, you sent your living word to pierce the gloom of the oppression. So in our souls, night come with the savings. Help penetrate our darkness with the rays of glory. In Jesus' name, our Lord. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Fear not, I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fires, you shall not be burned. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Let us pray. A prayer with God, teach us what it means to have faith in silence. When we face trials that are beyond our understanding, help us to find peace. Help me be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. You set all things in accordance to your time. Remind us to wait patiently and find peace in your plan. Amen. As our Savior taught us, so we pray. Let us pray with confidence in our salvation has taught us, as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. The kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.